This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Moving into your mindset, 7 after the hour, the DJV experience, the anxiety that people have about starting something new, whether it's a new day or a new job, new relationship. Think about how you have successfully coped with your challenges heretofore. Think about it in the sense that here you are. If you've had a challenge or two or three or four, you've obviously been able to better the challenge or overcome the challenge. So don't be nervous. There are a lot of people who start the day. Jennifer and I have talked about this a lot, privately, publicly, about even when I was a kid, I don't feel nervous about much of anything now except relationships. That's it. I don't get into, as far as the work is concerned, yeah, do I get upset because somebody doesn't pay their bill?
Yes, I do.
But think about the events in your life that you are fearful of. Think about how, whether you it's an hour or two before them, or a day or two before them, or a week or two before them. And as you think about your limits, think about how, and you become nervous, I don't think I can make that speech to that group, or whatever it is. And you get up and you just do it. Because your abilities exceed, most every one of us have abilities that exceed our expectations. So the anxiety as it mounts, oh, come on. And I'm giving you a sort of a pep talk, thinking about things that I'm traveling to a place I've never been. And I'm excited about going, but I also am a little apprehensive because I don't speak Italian, even though they kind of mess around with English pretty well. And they're an accepting country. They're not like the French. Or at least the Parisians. The rest of the French are pretty good, but the Parisians, they're just a pain in the neck. And so I guess I'm a little anxious. Maybe anxious is the right word, but I don't want to get lost. I get off of the plane, you get on a train, you go into a little area.
Stick with the program. You don't like to follow directions. Make sure you follow the directions.
That's true.
Well, I have all the directions that print out. And the lady who's running this tour happens to be a friend, somebody I've known for a long time, and I trust her. And the directions are very explicit, and she's very good. There's a woman who's going on the trip, and because she and I are traveling sort of together, she sent this lady an email with a description of me. And she said, look for a silver-haired fox.
A big stud.
Which I thought was kind of nice.
Anderson Cooper is going?
Anderson Cooper. Silver fox?
You know, my mom was in. I have to ask you this question because, Doug, you travel a lot, and so do I. I mean, not so much because I've got 12 million jobs now, but I used to travel almost like at least once a month.
Yeah.
My mom and I were having this conversation. She had to go to Tulsa this week for Cancer Treatment Center of America to be with my grandmother, and she was really nervous before the flight. And I said, Mom, you travel. I mean, my mom travels a lot. She lived in England for a year, and she travels to Europe, and she does all these wonderful things. And I said, why are you so nervous to fly? And we both realized, and it happened to me when I was going to D.C. the last time. It's not about being nervous that you're going to die on the flight. The process of traveling right now is just so not fun that I think there's this weird anxiety that, like, settles over you because you just know what you're walking into when you open the doors of an airport. Do you find that? Do you get anxious before you fly now, even though you fly all the time?
No. Well, when I'm going
back. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. My travel pattern is pretty much, and when I make my reservations on American now, and I go in and click, it's already spread out. The most travel trip for me is Boston, L.A., and back again. And I do it at least once a month in the wintertime more often than that. So it always comes up on the screen as what I'm looking for. And then, you know, you put it, it becomes like, it's just like rote now. So there's no anxiety. I get on the plane, I have a meal, I watch some movies, TV, take a nap, and that's it. And before you know it, you're there. But I can see where people When you look at this, unless you're instructed otherwise, so I'm thankful my children have taken Miles, my grandson, on lots of trips already, so he's used to it. But when you consider, if you don't know life, that you're getting in this little tin can and you're going to fly 7 miles above the surface of the planet, and that's more anxious. You'll be more anxious doing that than wondering what's going to happen when you get off.
Yeah,
it's this little tin can that you're in the air.
I think it's just the thing, and it was funny because I saw it in my mom. Like I said, it just kind of hit me this week because she's not a person that's afraid to fly, but she was like, she was doing the deep breaths, and we realized that there's just now going through security, having to go through, you know, taking off the, although she was TSA pre-check this time, but it's just, it's such a process before you even hit your seat on the airplane that it is a little bit unnerving, and I wonder if that turns people off from traveling or if we just kind of suck it up and do it.
Yeah, well, it's, again, getting over those. It's mind over matter, Jennifer. It's all it is.
I agree.
I
would never let that stop me. I mean, I can be annoyed when I'm sitting in the line, but if you have an opportunity to do a wonderful trip, I mean, you can't let TSA stop you.
Nah. Go get them.
All right,
go get them. So I was privy to a conversation about how much time it takes to figure out what you want to wear. It seems that the lady, this is the lifestyle section, by the way, of the DJV show, that girls spend a lot more time than boys trying to figure out what to wear. As a matter of fact, I think Victoria had a statistic that she was using, one of the two of them, Kara or Victoria, as to how much time ladies spend a day, a week, a month, or a year in picking out their wardrobe. This is very telling, by the way, gentlemen.
I think that I don't have the stat in front of me anymore, but I think it was 2.5 hours a week, they say, on average, is what women spend thinking about what they're going to wear, which translates to 5 days a year.
I think you, what did you say was 250,000 hours in your lifetime or something?
$250,000 millennial women spend in a lifetime on their clothes, but they only wear 20% of the wardrobe.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Is it ordering and you don't want to send it back rather than going to the store and saying, you try it on, you don't like it? I bet you that's part of it. This new thing, I think the people that are promoting buying things online are very smart because people buy things, they don't like them, and it's effort to return them.
That is true.
Yeah, I think that's partially it. I feel that way occasionally, although I do always end up returning it. But I think it's also women buy something that at that time looks good on them and they like, and then trends change or their body changes a little bit, and then something looks slightly different or it doesn't necessarily go with the other stuff that they have, and so it just sits in your closet. And you you sit there and say, I don't have anything to wear, even though you've got an entire closet full of stuff. I do that all the time.
Yeah, I do that too.
So
Jennifer, I think I'm going to wear something I never really do.
I don't see, I've only seen Victoria once, I've seen Kara once, and they were dressed very exquisitely. When I see Jennifer, she's always conscious of how she looks. I think that, and that's, but I see Jennifer a lot, so it's, and I'm thinking
about.
Yeah,
I'm always dressed, I mean, pretty
much. The women I'm around. Yeah, you are, you're always dressed.
Like, I mean, even if I'm casual, I'll always, I never leave the house without makeup on, and at least some attempt to do something with my hair, but. You know, the thing for me is that I'm on a really weird schedule now. So what I've noticed that I do is I actually I've always been an overshopper, but I'm an overshopper more now because I'm dealing in a quantity game. I don't have time to get dressed if something's in the dirty clothes. So I've noticed it because of my weird schedule, I shop a little bit more than I should, but I don't think about it like I used to. It would take me like a half an hour to plan out an outfit from jewelry to the purse I was going to carry. Now I definitely am more functional because I just don't have time.
Yeah.
But it's still a concern. I still think about it. The night before, I'm like, okay, what do I need to do something to get ready for tomorrow? What's going on? You know, and it's always in my brain. And I don't think men are like that. Men are like, oh, this is clean. I only wore this three times.
Right. did you
Excuse
say,
me?
Jen, didn't you say that you were using, what was the service you were using?
I was using Stitch Fix. I canceled
Stitch Fix,
it.
Right.
Yeah. I decided to cancel.
Once it came to me and everything was wrong, so I just sent it back.
I think I got it for about 5 months, and I ended up keeping, literally I keep one thing almost from every box, but typically it was always the accessories they sent. The clothes, I did keep a dress. I kept a couple of things. But mostly, there was just just always something wrong. Either the pants were too short, or it was like, you know, oh, that shirt, I probably wouldn't wear that. But yeah, it was a nice service. I mean, I think for the right person, it would be a great thing. It just, it wasn't always working out for me, so I just decided to eliminate.
I feel like stuff like that is just so much easier for men. You know, you put in your shirt size, and if you, you know, they can send you a bunch of different shirts, and there are a million of these services.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Nothing fit, didn't look good. Mm. It didn't fit well. Also, from the lifestyle department, according to a new study, alcohol improves your foreign language skills. I don't know why I'm looking at this before I get on a plane to go to Italy.
Yeah. You know, does it drink really on the plane? Sherry? Does it just make you think that your skills are better?
It doesn't matter.
This explains why when a few of my friends start drinking more, they end up with some weird accent.
Really?
Yeah, I'm fluent in Spanish when I go to Mexico.
Researchers gathered 50 native German speakers, all of whom had recently learned to speak Dutch. Participants were then either given a low dose of alcohol or a controlled beverage that contained no alcohol and were asked to have a conversation in Dutch for a couple of minutes. Conversations recorded, then rated by a couple of native Dutch speakers who were unaware of which participants were given the drink. The subjects who were slightly intoxicated received better ratings.
I think it probably makes you less inhibited. So if you've just learned it and you're nervous about using it, then if you drank a little bit, you're not so nervous and probably more natural at it.
Because you're overthinking it when you're sober. When you're drunk, you're just sort of letting it fly.
Right. Let it go.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint Systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about that may be home alone a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea? Automatic climate control, optimum comfort. You can speak to the person at the front door with a Vivint system. You can open the door. Call 855-718-6167 to get all the benefits. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint Systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about that may be home alone a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Get to the bright side of the moon from the dark side of the moon using the talent of Selena Gomez, who I actually quite think, from what little I know of her, I think I like her and the way she conducts herself, frankly. She's going to be on the stage at the American Music Awards, her first performance after undergoing surgery for kidney transplant. She's 25 years old, and she was on Twitter to confirm the announcement, express her excitement to perform her new single, which you're listening to here, Wolves, at the show on November 19th. Her first, third time taking the stage at this particular event. As has been said before, she pressed pause on her career after going under the knife to receive a kidney transplant from her best friend and donor, Francia Raisa. Is that how you pronounce her name? Would you say R-A-I-S-A? Probably, yeah. You think?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, Sounds right.
You're not very convincing. So the American Music Awards on Sunday, the 19th of November. Believe it or not, only 3 weeks. We're only 4.5 weeks from Thanksgiving, boys and girls.
Just stop.
Okay. Next up musically is Demi Lovato. Demi announcing her North American tour dates with DJ Khalid, hitting the road in support of her album Tell Me You Love Me next year. I don't know. Yeah, they always say supporting the album, but they make more money on the road than they do selling the music in the hard sense. She teased
sure.
a major announcement this past week, keeping her promise to reveal a 20-date North American tour starting in San Diego on the 26th of February. It'll make stops in Dallas, Brooklyn, Boston, Miami, and a number of other cities through the end of March. She also announced that DJ Khalid will be supporting her on the... What does he do? What's his deal?
He's a producer.
DJ.
Yeah, so he DJs and produces a lot of songs, and then he's kind of like Timberland. He just sits in the background and says, another one, and some other stuff. So
I'm not sure what a concert of his would be like, but...
Yeah, I don't know if he'll just... Because he's got some big hits with Rihanna and other people, but I don't know if he'll just DJ and play those songs, or if he'll just be an MC for Demi Lovato,
you mean,
or what.
As he's a singer and a performer in addition to being a DJ?
He doesn't sing.
No, doesn't. But yeah. So, like, this is one of his songs, and it's Rihanna singing, and then he just does the DJ for that. He does the music in the background, and then just randomly says stuff in the background too.
It's amazing what people consider talent, isn't it?
Well, it's like Calvin Harris, you know, Taylor Swift's ex. It's the same thing. He's just the DJ who puts it all together. But
yeah. I'm not really sure how that works in a live setting with a singer.
All right, so this is the music board. In each hour of every hour of the DJ Beat show, we have at this time a focus on music and musical participants, stories about people like John Mayer, who is celebrating this week a year without alcohol. He said on Twitter, 1 year ago today, I decided to give drinking a break. A very personal thing for everyone. For me, a constant return on investment. Told Rolling Stone magazine he's replacing drinking with marijuana.
Perfect. That makes so funny. So he's not a drunken jerk. He's just a sober jerk now.
But is it sober? Does marijuana make you sober?
No.
I guess not.
It's just kind of funny to me because he talks about how drinking kind of was ruining his voice and his throat and everything. I don't really see how smoking...
What do you think marijuana's going to do to you?
Yeah.
Unless he's just doing edibles and eating them all the time, I don't see how smoking's going to be any better.
He says, it's delicious, wonderful poison. Is this the guy who has a reputation for trying to bed everybody that he meets? Isn't that his thing?
Yep.
And they find
and it's also his thing to just be really pretentious and obnoxious.
Oh, okay.
Kara likes him, but I mean,
okay.
I still think the story
like that
is
hilarious.
Made,
I didn't like that he
gossip.
Made Jessica Simpson dye her hair brown. Come on.
Gossip 28 past the hour, DJV time.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one. Together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. Pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and UYOU. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horan, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen. Let's see. I don't have any duplicate letters in my name, do I? There's one D, one O, one U, one G, one S, T. Yeah. Just discovered that. Never thought about that before. Who's got their phone on? It's vibrating.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Mine, sorry.
Nice going, yeah.
Getting a text message.
Someone's popular.
So, I have been reading, normally at the end of the week, radio stations that carry this program will send me, if they have a weekly connection to their listeners, they send me copies of what's in their newsletter. So, KMMS in Bozeman, Montana, in their weekly letter to their listeners, have asked what happened to the Bozeman I used to know, what happened to this area, and it's wrapped around a headline story that obviously they've been discussing on the station a great deal this week because, well, we discussed it on several different occasions over the past week or 10 days, the federal government saying it'll cost you $70 to visit all the national parks, and because this station is close to Yellowstone, An opinion piece appeared, and it's this guy says exactly what I've been saying and thinking. $70 to visit Yellowstone? I don't think so. I think national parks ought to be free. We, as Americans, own the parks. Our taxes paid for the parks. What's next? Paying for the air we breathe? Air is free. God gave us air and rivers and trees and land. $70 to go to a park is just wrong. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's an outrage. It's a damnation. And there's nobody, no matter what side you're on, who can defend this with any credibility. Because there's no defense. There's nothing about this that makes it free, makes it fair, or that you can use to justify. It's just bad management. The management of this country sucks. And this is just another example of a...
But this isn't a brand new thing. This was,
well,
was already charged.
Well, $30. It's still...
Right.
Even at $30, it was an outrage. But $70, it's like kicking you in the you-know-what.
I mean, yeah. Is that per family? That's not per person, right? That's for a car?
I don't know.
I think it's a car load of people. It's not $70 per person.
I don't even... It's like going to Disneyland, for God's sakes.
That is ridiculously expensive.
It's craziness. It's something we ought not to put up with. Really. There's no defense of this. None. Zero. So, and, well, without getting into the political side of it, if, you know, you're supposed to be the president of the people, this ain't for the people. I'll tell you that. All right. Now, speaking of the president, people in the news, Melania Trump, adding to the First Lady's exhibition, visited the National Museum of American History to present her inaugural gown to the collection. All right, so you ladies are going to have to describe this because I'm reading vanilla silk crepe off the shoulder gown. What does it mean? Nothing. It's slit skirt.
It means it was
didn't
a white
dress.
Did
you see
dress
her
dress? Had no,
no
sleeves and it was
I
off
didn't,
the shoulders.
No.
Oh, you didn't see her wearing it that
ribbon.
Night? Of,
no,
really?
I didn't watch any of that stuff. No. No.
Well, I wasn't watching
designed
either, but it was on every
Hervé
TV.
It is designed by Hervé Pierre. Excuse me.
Oh,
this is a Hervé Pierre.
Well, crepe is like the really smooth. It's not satin. It's not shiny like that. It's the really smooth, kind of drapey, flowy, like matte
silk
fabric. Yeah, it's
yeah
very pretty.
Very nice. Okay. Very nice.
She looks beautiful. She
I'll
can
be
wear
sure
a potato
to go
sack.
To the Smithsonian to
I was surprised
Melania
that she wore white,
dress
though, but the, other than that, I think it's a, it was a beautiful dress. It looked right a little awkward when she danced, because it was an off-the-shoulder that kind of wrapped around her arms, and it did look like she was struggling a bit when she had to hold her arms up to dance a lot. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, it didn't look like she
seriously
planned for the dancing part.
Who wants to go see Lady Bird Johnson's dress?
I do.
I do. Are you kidding? Really? That's the best part of going to the Reagan
yeah
Library is seeing all of Nancy Reagan's outfits. Sure.
Nancy yeah Reagan had fabulous
that
fashion.
Best
yeah
part of going to the Reagan Library is Air Force One hanging
I'll give
from
you
the roof.
I'll give you, yes, it's tied. Yes, Air Force One, yeah, walking on board Air Force One and,
yeah,
and doing her clothes are the best.
Yeah.
I have heard the Reagan Library is awesome to visit.
Yeah,
oh,
it is. It's a fabulous
it is amazing
place. Yeah, it's a great place. Go
if you ever come out for a visit, we'll go.
Yeah.
Yes, for
okay
sure.
Hard to believe I have full membership at the Reagan
yes.
I would believe that.
Glad to hear that.
Not surprising.
All right, so here, speaking of the West Coast, somebody who's a listener to this program named Steve sent this letter, an open letter to Gloria Allred. This ought to be good.
Oh.
How about coming up with a real solution to the casting couch? Instead of waiting for another sickening example to emerge so you can get your face on television, then allow the subject to go dark for a few more years, take action that'll make a difference. The discussion shouldn't just be about Harvey Weinstein, Woody Allen, Bill Cosby. It ought to be about standard operating procedure in Hollywood, which protects producers and others who've been exploiting young women for hundreds of years. The stars who are too greedy, selfish, and apathetic to blow the whistle. The casting couch is a way of life, not just a piece of furniture. This suggestion would include hard, unprofitable work in between your media appearances. This is, again, a letter to Gloria.
I have to say her daughter. Forget Gloria. Gloria's always pretty consistent.
Yeah,
I
think
Gloria's
daughter. Her daughter comes across like a
She's never met a camera she didn't like. I mean, we can
yeah
all acknowledge that about Gloria.
Yeah.
Gloria.
Yeah.
But
yeah
her daughter's in real trouble. Her daughter's career could very possibly, quite possibly be over, because keep in mind, after Harvey Weinstein came out, her daughter, who's like Gloria and represents female victims, defended Harvey Weinstein. And there's even claims that she was trying to intimidate Rose McGowan so that she wouldn't come out with the allegations against Harvey Weinstein. I mean, there's all sorts of things that are coming out about Lisa Bloom, and that's being, it looks like it's turning into a problem for her.
As hard as it is to believe, I cannot, knowing Gloria, I can't believe that Gloria would have let her do this.
She denounced her. She said, you know, she's my daughter, I don't know why she's doing this, but she said she didn't support it.
Yeah. No.
Well, the weird thing is, I mean, and this is the victim shaming thing that a lot of women are very upset about. And to keep a sexual record, or to keep a record of Rose McGowan's sexual history, of who she dated, and by the way, this is, what's the guy's name that you're reading the quote from?
Stephen Kendrick was the fellow who wrote this. I don't know who he is. He's from Hollywood.
But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, that's a to use that against her in some way to, you know, make her seem like she didn't have a strong enough case or that it was all hearsay. I don't know. How do you ever pick up another client after that? Apparently, Kathy Griffin has even been tweeting about it too, because she had Lisa Bloom as her lawyer, and she even tweeted, "Dear Lisa Bloom, please stop calling me. If you'd like me to refund the tens of thousands of dollars I wasted on your services, maybe I'll talk to you." So I don't know. This is not good for Lisa Bloom.
No, not at all. All right, so let's see here. We got two more names in the news. Jennifer Appel and Tasha Fuba. If I pronounce it right, Fui. Well, you don't know who she is, so not much. These are the two people who were lost at sea for 5 months after their boat lost power in the Pacific. The journey has ended. The women were rescued. Dogs were rescued. How about that? They've been out at sea for months. They both are from Honolulu. They and their two dogs left Hawaii for Tahiti last May. The engine on their boat failed, and they just were drifting. Now, I don't know why there was no electric. I'm trying to figure out what happened to the radios and stuff that were on the ship. They were discovered Tuesday by a Taiwanese fishing boat about 900 miles southeast of Japan and 1,000 miles from Tahiti. They'd just been drifting.
They're so
the
lucky
Western
that
Pacific.
Pirates
they
didn't
sure
get
are.
Them.
They're
yeah.
so lucky I mean, they had so... a boat.
Yeah.
Well, I think they tried calling like once a month or something, and they were just never close enough to where to anyone to hear them.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, they were rescued by the Coast Guard in Guam. They survived because they had water purifiers and more than a year's worth of food when they set out on their trip.
Well, that's good
oatmeal,
planning.
Pasta, and rice. But how'd you like to be out in the middle of the South Pacific where you are the closest, literally? It's much different than the Atlantic because it's so much bigger. But when you consider that the closest land to Hawaii is Los Angeles, and that's a five-hour plane ride, and then the next piece of land is Guam. That's another 5 hours riding in a plane. Think about that. You're in Hawaii. You go out. You head toward the islands. And the engine stops. What are you thinking to yourself as you're out in
that circumstance? Yeah, and for 5 months, their families must have presumed them dead.
Dead. Yeah. Right.
And then what would be interesting, because you get to play the ultimate what-if game. I mean, how did your family recover after you were gone for 5 months? Can you imagine what, I mean, did your spouse become involved with someone else? What did your kids do? Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
And then I think there were two dogs, right, on board?
Yes, yeah, they each had their dogs with them, yep.
So, I mean, logistically, how did that work? You know,
dogs
I mean,
doing the poop?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously they toss
it. You pick up the poop and you throw it over the side.
But what about number one?
Be a pee?
To hold them over the side of the boat.
These are big dogs, though. I saw them both. They had life preservers on, and they're like big pit mixes.
Well, how tall was the side of the boat?
I don't know.
Kind of stand
That's
up and do a weird
thing.
Interesting
to train the dog
thing.
To do that. Lift your leg over the side of the boat. that would freak me out. That must have been so terrifying.
They're going to be thanking their lucky stars, literally, as to how they... I think they had... Did you see the pictures? They had a sail, though, didn't they?
They did. They were... Yeah, but...
Yeah, they caught the wind, but... and they had direction finders. So they, yeah, well, anyway, God bless them that they were found. Good luck to them. Here's something that'll bring you good luck. The benefits of having a smart home. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit and I were talking about this earlier this week and how these home service providers are getting so popular because people want to make their home smarter and therefore make their life one step easier. And that's what you get. That's what you do when you sign up for the Vivint Smart Home. 855-718-6167. I'm glad we came onto that angle because it's a good one. Vivint Smart Home. 855-718-6167.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips, too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
As we age, we all notice our bodies changing. Isn't that right? I know I have noticed it. I don't have as much energy as I would like. I feel more fatigued than I want to. I've learned that the decrease in circulation is the reason for this. And if I start giving my body what it needs, I can promote natural, healthy circulation and keep myself feeling as great as I can as the years go by. That's why I drink Super Beats. That's why you need Super Beats. Super Beats promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina. It'll stay with you all day long. Only Super Beats, made from beets grown to exacting standards and concentrated into superfood crystals. So if you want to give your body what it needs as you age, go online to DougLikesBeets.com. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beats free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beats is working for you, and free shipping. Super Beats at DougLikesBeets.com. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's move on here on the DJV Experience to a focus on how you look. It's interesting. There are meetings, professional meetings of all sorts of medical associations. The American Society for Dermatological Surgery. Wow, I love that name. The ASDS, American Society for Dermatological Surgery, held their annual conference. A person who very much a part of this whole world, dermatologist Dr. Makreen Alexiadis, is here to discuss some of the latest and most exciting things you can do for your aesthetics. I guess this has become a big thing, hasn't it? A lot of doctors are practicing this. So can we say it's a practice, it's a medical practice? I guess we can, right, doctor?
Absolutely. It's great to be here, by the way. Thank you for having me.
Sure. What went on at the conference that was new? What did you learn that you didn't know before that you could do to somebody to make him or her look better?
Well, we get together every year to discuss advancements in our industry, and I'm one of the professors who teaches at this annual conference. But this year, the timing was incredible because the FDA had just approved for the first time in history Botox Cosmetic for the temporary improvement in the appearance of forehead lines. It had achieved approval in 2002 for frown lines, which are the lines between the eyebrows, and later in 2013 for crow's feet. But now we can add forehead lines to the list of FDA approvals for Botox Cosmetic. So this was a really big deal.
A big deal for everyone. Is everyone, I guess the one question a lot of people have, because more and more people obviously are getting this kind of surgery, elective surgery to enhance their looks and their feelings about themselves as much as what other people think of them. So as it happens, as the practice gets bigger, what do people have to watch out for in terms of who they decide to go to?
Well, And this is the thing, is that this is a non-surgical, non-invasive procedure to help reduce temporarily the appearance of lines in various parts of the face. But I should say it's not new because we've had Botox Cosmetic approved for over 15 years. Nearly 12 million units of Botox have been sold in the United States. It's approved for use in 75 countries, and so it has a very long and durable track record. But it is safety and efficacy of the location of placement of the Botox is where the breakthroughs are continually being made. So the company is constantly investing in new research. And so it is the first and only company to have FDA approval for not just frown lines, but also for crow's feet and forehead lines.
So a lot of there's a whisper campaign, and you know as well as I do, that people are concerned, or some have been concerned about Botox because it numbs the nerves or it's being used for other things than what it should be. So again, back to getting the right person to do this and making sure that what you're asking for is what you really want.
Yes, you're absolutely right, and that's the FDA approval process puts together a protocol and an indication and a correct use, and that's why it's so important that we teach the up-and-coming dermatologists and aesthetic doctors the proper use of product. So a lot of the people who are part of the ASDS are extremely well-trained, so that's a really great resource for your listener, and the placement and the proper use is really, really important. So that's where the FDA approvals come into play, and that's where for the consumer to find a doctor who's really well-trained, it's great to turn to a resource like the ASDS.net to find a member. And you can be assured that anyone who is a member of the ASDS is well-trained on the proper use of these type of product.
Have you used them yourself?
Well, I think that, you know, I've been in the industry for 20 years. So when I first started practicing dermatology in 2000, there were still I was helping with clinical trials for various products, including Botox Cosmetic and other approvals that have come into play since that time over the last 20 years. So I've been very fortunate that in my lifetime as a career professional, Botox and fillers and all of these other products such as Kybella for the under the chin or Cool Sculpting for reducing fat on the body have all come to the fore. So I'm very fortunate that as a practicing dermatologist, I've been able to learn and help support the research during this time. But being of a young age, you know, it all depends on what your needs are. So the thing about Botox Cosmetic, it's for people who already have wrinkles that are starting to form on any of these three areas. So that's the appropriate candidate. And I think that that's the take-home message here. So what's important is to develop a relationship with a dermatologist that you trust who has very good credentials and to bring to them the things that bother you.
Yep. I think this is perfect. You are an artist, no doubt. Thank you. Good to have a tune-up here when it comes to thinking about these things. Dermatologist Dr. Macrine Alexiadis is here on the DJV Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.